Now, sometimes you do a liver biopsy.
That's correct.
What's the reason for that?
So we've got two reasons to do a liver biopsy. The indications for a liver biopsy are anyone with a ferritin greater than 1,000 or anybody with hereditary hemochromatosis over the age of 50. And we know that either of those two risk factors predisposes patients to greater scar tissue in the liver, if not cirrhosis of the liver. And if we're able to identify cirrhosis in the liver, then we will treat those patients somewhat differently in terms of different preventive therapies for the complications of cirrhosis.
And what would that be?
Well, first we want to exclude something called varices. So if somebody has cirrhosis of the liver, they're at risk of bleeding from abnormal blood vessels in the stomach and esophagus. And we can do testing to look for that. But even more importantly, in the situation of hereditary hemochromatosis, these patients are at risk for liver cancer. So we would start screening mechanisms for liver cancer with the idea of catching it early while it's still curable.
It's also useful, I suppose, to tell a patient, hey, wait a minute, you're developing scarring in your liver, and protect your liver from other potential toxins.
Namely alcohol in this situation. There is a interplay between alcohol and iron overload, again, that we don't fully understand. As I mentioned previously, only about 10% of patients with the genetic predisposition for iron overload actually develop symptomatic disease. But when we add alcohol to the mix, these patients are much more likely to develop advanced liver disease and cirrhosis of the liver.
Because alcoholic liver disease is pretty common.
Alcoholic liver disease is very common, probably the most common liver disease that is out there. I wouldn't say it's the most common liver disease that we see, because many people who suffer from alcohol use disorders don't come to the physician. But again, if we're talking about a common genetic predisposition and a common societal issue, when these two intersect, we see them together quite frequently.
And I presume that fatty liver is an additional risk factor?
Fatty liver is an additional risk factor for cirrhosis of the liver, but I can't say that fatty liver predisposes somebody to hereditary hemochromatosis. These are two common issues.
But is there an interplay in the same way as there is with alcoholic liver disease?
Yeah, fatty liver is relatively new on the scene in terms of it becoming a very common liver-related diagnosis. Iron may be part of the two-hit hypothesis that causes fatty liver disease to advance. We can see something called secondary iron overload in fatty liver disease just because of the chronic inflammation going on in the liver. Patients can get extra iron in the liver without having a genetic predisposition for it. But anytime you've got multiple insults to the liver, whether it's fatty liver disease, whether it's alcohol, whether it's iron, all of these different problems can conspire to advance scar tissue and predispose somebody to cirrhosis.
In other words, if somebody has fatty liver disease because of obesity, for example, the presence of iron on a liver biopsy does not necessarily indicate that the person has hereditary hemochromatosis.
That's correct. Yeah,
it's a separable issue.
It's a separable issue. We see in any chronic liver disease something that we can call secondary iron overload. And a big part of how we distinguish between a primary iron overload process like hereditary hemochromatosis and secondary iron overload is where we see the iron. So in a primary iron overload process like hereditary hemochromatosis, iron gets deposited within the hepatocytes, or the normal liver cells. In secondary iron overload, we see the iron deposition in other cells within the liver, white blood cells called macrophages, other places within the liver. And so that helps us distinguish between primary and secondary iron overload.